Dear friends, next Sunday is our patronal feast. It's the solemnity of Christ the King of the universe. And so we're here at the end of the liturgical year, at the end of the liturgical calendar. I just want to draw your attention to, I wrote about it in the bulletin, but we have a lot of great events prepared today on Sunday and next Sunday to really kind of ramp up our celebration of our patronal feast. We will have our parish appreciation dinner next Sunday on the Feast of Christ the King, as we normally do. But there will be a few other things today and next Sunday to celebrate our patronal feast and really to celebrate it with great joy and vigor. So I just want to encourage that. There's more information in the bulletin, and I'll speak about it just briefly, real quick, after Mass. But we're at the very end of the liturgical calendar. So the Feast of Christ the King is the last Sunday in the church's year. And so it's appropriate always on the 33rd Sunday in ordinary time, the gospel and the readings are always, it's kind of, we're at the end, and so it addresses precisely that, the end of the world and the second coming of our Lord, right? So we live currently in kind of this in-between moment, okay? So after the coming of Christ, after his passion, death, and resurrection, right? He sends the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and the church is born. And so we live in this moment in between the first coming of Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit, in between that and our Lord's second coming, the second coming in which he will come with glory and majesty. Jesus actually anticipates that day of his second coming in today's gospel. So the disciples are at the temple and they're marveling at the stones and at the decoration and at the beauty of the temple building. And what does Jesus say to them? He says, all that you see here, all this beauty in the temple, he says, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. So Jesus here, because he prophesies, right? Because he's God, he knows the future. And so he prophesies the destruction of the temple. And historically, it happened 40 years after Jesus' life. But then he does something else. He cautions us. He cautions us not to be taken by those who claim that the time has come, right? We see, you know, if we listen to the radio or you know, online, there's always, people are always coming up with theories why the end of the world is near. Because of this, this, and this. Okay, here's the end, right? Those who claim that they can calculate when the end of the world will come, right? Jesus says, don't listen to them at all, right? What does our Lord say? He says, we will not know neither the day nor the hour, okay? So he says, don't follow those who claim to know when the end of the world is. Even the signs that Jesus gives in today's gospel, the signs that the end of the world is near, even they, many of them already came to pass in the New Testament, right? He mentions famines and earthquakes. We see this in the Acts of the Apostles, in St. Paul's letters, and in the book of Revelation. We see the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem that happened 40 years after Jesus' death. We also see many persecutions. Faithful believers being imprisoned and put to death. We see this even in the New Testament. These signs, famines, earthquakes, destruction, persecution, right? These signs, they were part of the life of the church in the beginning, during the time of the apostles. They've always been part of the life of the church, and they're a part of the life of the church even today. in our world, think of, you know, the nations and kingdoms that are at war. Many suffer for their faith. Many Catholic Christians suffer for their faith. Just think of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East. Many of us, we experience in our daily lives just what Jesus says in the gospel. We experience like relatives and friends who are unbelieving. And we experience just in the world, in entertainment, in our daily lives, we experience, you know, forces that are hostile to God. It's like when our Lord says in Scripture, you know, that the devil prowls like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, right? So what are we supposed to do in the face of these signs that Jesus speaks of? Like this very just kind of oppressive evil that we experience and that we feel. What should we do? What we should do is very simple. We should be like the apostles. Be like the apostles, and rather than thinking that the second coming of our Lord is far away, right? We should be like the apostles and live each day as if it's our last. And what I mean by that is I don't mean like eat, drink, marry, you know, for tomorrow we die, right? That's no way to live. But to live each day as if it's your last, meaning make sure that I am living in the state of grace today. Because there's nothing more important than the grace of a happy death. There's nothing more important than dying in the state of grace and being assured of heaven. You know, when a few years back when I lived in Rome, I said Mass for the Missionaries of Charity, for Mother Teresa's sisters. And I'd go and and I'd go into the sacristy where I got ready for Mass. The sacristy was actually just across the hallway from where Mother Teresa would live whenever she was in Rome. And if you go in there, it's just like she left it. You know, she died in 1997. The calendar is still September 1997. Everything is like the way that she left it. It's rather beautiful. But you go into the sacristy, and as a priest, you know, there's usually a cabinet, and the vestments are there. And as you're getting ready for Mass, as you're putting all the vestments on, there's this picture frame that hangs on the wall. There's this frame, and it's got this. One of the sisters wrote this by hand, and it's very beautiful. And this is what it says. So as the priest is getting ready for Mass, you look up at this plaque or this picture, and this is what it says. It says, "Priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it is your first Mass, your last Mass, and your only Mass." Right? So if that's the spirit with which, as a priest, I'm called to offer this Mass today, I think that it's also very important for us to live our lives, all of us, as baptized children of God, in the very same way. So that sign could say to all of us here, baptized child of God, live this day as if it is your first day, your last day, and the only day of your life. May it be so. Amen.